WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. You know that feeling when you just can't shake off a nagging sense of guilt or shame? Like there's this heavy weight on your chest, dragging you down even when you're trying to move forward? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? Today we're tackling this beast head on. Because letting go of guilt and shame isn't just about feeling better, it's about unlocking a whole new level of freedom and inner peace. And trust me, that's something worth fighting for. So buckle up, because today we're diving into 5 key takeaways that can help you finally break free from those shackles. First off, recognize that guilt and shame are often rooted in unrealistic expectations. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, to never make a mistake, to always meet everyone else's needs. Newsflash. That's a recipe for disaster. Remember, nobody's perfect, and mistakes are inevitable. They're actually opportunities to learn and grow. So next time you find yourself spiraling into guilt or shame over something you did or didn't do, ask yourself, is this expectation realistic? Am I holding myself to an impossible standard? Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who's struggling. Would you berate your best pal for making a mistake? Of course not. You'd offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a good laugh. So why treat yourself any differently? Remember, you are worthy of love and forgiveness, just as you are. Third, focus on taking responsibility for your actions without letting guilt consume you. Owning up to our mistakes is important, but dwelling on them endlessly won't solve anything. Instead, learn from them, make amends where necessary, and then move forward with a clear conscience. You've done the best you could with the information and resources you had at the time. Fourth, remember that forgiveness is not just about letting go of anger towards others. It's also about forgiving yourself. We all make mistakes, and holding on to past hurts only keeps us trapped in a cycle of negativity. By choosing to forgive ourselves, we release the burden of guilt and shame, allowing ourselves to heal and grow. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can help shift your perspective away from guilt and shame. Take time each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, these simple pleasures can remind you of all that you have to be thankful for. Think about that last time you felt completely consumed by guilt or shame. What triggered it? Was it something you did? Something someone else did? Did it stem from unrealistic expectations you had set for yourself? It's important to reflect on these situations, not to dwell on them, but to understand the root cause and learn how to navigate similar scenarios in a healthier way. Let's take a real-world example. Imagine you missed an important deadline at work because you got caught up helping a friend through a tough time. You might feel guilty for not prioritizing your work responsibilities. But instead of letting that guilt consume you, remember the good deed you did for your friend. Acknowledge that sometimes life throws curveballs and requires us to make difficult decisions. You can still learn from this experience, perhaps by improving your time management skills or setting clearer boundaries, but don't let guilt overshadow the kindness you showed. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful keys to unlocking inner peace by letting go of guilt and shame. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and celebrate your progress along the way. Are you ready to embrace a life filled with freedom and joy? Share your thoughts on today's episode in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going, and don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of inspiration and real talk. Until next time, stay true to yourself and remember, you are worthy of love and happiness. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.